in there was the bathroom on the back porch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, did it have a fireplace?
No.
How was it heated?
Wood for several years, and then butane.
Well, now like the, I noticed that the house in Mr. Compton's house, Buford's house, he called me Buford.
Yeah.
it had fireplaces in it. And in talking about a fireplace, what do you call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace? The part that has...
You mean the rock?
Right.
Hearth?
Yeah. And then the smoke goes up through the...
chimney.
Yeah. I know you're going to think this stuff.
We got it.
They're so easy that you think, you're getting ready to ask me that.
I know it doesn't have the L on it, but we pronounce it that way.
That's the way everybody says it. And then in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood, people lay wood across. Metal things.
Dog irons, I believe.
And then up above the fireplace, something that sort of a shelf thing.
The mantle.
And have you ever heard that called a fireboard?
No.
No. Yeah, that's what they say in Marshall. That's what they all say. Everybody calls it a fireboard. And I'm wondering if they ever said that down here.
No, they did hear it down here.
But now, do you remember what they would call a big round piece of wood that the that they would put in the fireplace to burn like for a couple of days.
To be there in the morning when you got the backlog.
Yeah. And then the small kind of wood that you'd start the fire with was called
kindling. Listen, Jan knew all these answers.
Oh, of course she did. Sure she knew this.
She just didn't think she was that old.
She just stuff she know, of course. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And then in the fireplace, you have to clean out the
ashes.
And what would you call this that I'm sitting in?
Rocking chair.
And the long piece of furniture, like I was sitting on in your, I guess it was, did you call it your living room?
Divan.
Yeah. And in the a bedroom, there's not one here, but one that has drawers in it that you put clothes in.
Chest of drawers, I guess.
And what about when it has a mirror on it?
That's a dresser, then.
And, well, like this house that you were telling me about when you first moved to Danville, what would you have at the windows to keep the light out?
Blinds.
And, a little room that's built in the bedroom to hang your clothes up in is called a
closet.
And if you didn't have a built-in closet, they might have those kind of big, they used to have big pieces of furniture that were...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know whether I know what they're called or not.
And let's see, oh, okay, a room, well, I guess it could be a room at the top of the house just under the roof. Or the area between the top of the house and the roof. Where people, if you didn't have a room in it,
it's called the attic.
Have you ever heard that called a loft?
Yeah.
They call that Marshall. Did you ever know of people having a little, kind of a little room off the kitchen to store like extra dishes and things like that? What'd they call that?
Pantry.
And what would you call a lot of old worthless stuff that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And what about a room to store odds and ends? Would you just...
Junk room, I guess.
And...
it's called smokehouse down here, Sam.
Yeah, is it called that too?
Yeah.
And